Good evening. I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. A bill that would regulate and tax marijuana in Vermont underwent a sudden and drastic overhaul last night. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the latest version scraps legalization and instead expands existing decriminalization laws.
A bill passed by the Senate earlier this year sought to bring the state's thriving cannabis industry above board. It would have allowed licensed growers to cultivate marijuana and created retail outlets where merchants could sell it legally. Moortown Representative Maxine Grad is the Democratic chairwoman of the House Judiciary Committee. Grad says it became clear that she didn't have the votes to pass the Senate proposal, and so her committee has produced an alternate plan that would decriminalize the cultivation of up to 2 marijuana plants.
So this is a way to continue the good work of decriminalization, to provide fairness to people who really can belong in that decrim system.
Vermont decriminalized the possession of small amounts of marijuana in 2013, but retained criminal penalties for cultivation. Matt Simon is New England political director for the Marijuana Policy Project, a group that has been leading the legalization effort.
We would like to see a regulated market. The bill they're talking about today doesn't have anything about a regulated market. At the same time, we believe people should be able to grow a limited supply of their own plants. The bill would take the state in that direction, which the Senate bill didn't do.
The House version of the bill would allocate $350,000 for a marijuana prevention program geared toward young Vermonters. It also sets legal limits on the amount of cannabis people can have in their system while driving and ratchets down criminal penalties for possession of an ounce or more of cannabis. People receive a civil citation in Vermont for possession of an ounce or less of cannabis. Under the House bill, they'd also only receive a civil citation if they're caught with 2 plants. Burlington Representative Chris Pearson, a supporter of legalization, says the new language is a setback, but that the fight goes on.
As long as the discussion is alive and can remain in a productive way, I think that's a good thing, even if it seems like what the House will consider falls short of where I think we should go.
The House Judiciary Committee will likely vote on the new version of the bill on Friday. It's unclear whether the proposal has the support to pass the House. If it does, then House and Senate lawmakers will have to reconcile competing versions of the bill. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.